In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we hear of a beautiful story and healing of a paralytic who we had heard in John's Gospel had been paralyzed for 38 years. And this story is even more beautiful if we understand it in the original Greek, because what Jesus says to this man who's been paralyzed all these years is, he says, get up and walk around. Like in the same way that you would see a young child, you know, reaching the age of about 1 year old or a little older, and they start walking around for the first time. And you can see the joy on their faces that they have become mobile and they're able to move. And there's no specific purpose to their movement other than just the joy of being able to move and the ability to explore. And that is essentially the same thing that Jesus said to this man who had been paralyzed for these 38 years. Well, just get up and walk around because you can, because I've given you that ability. You can imagine the joy of this paralytic. And there are two things from this story that I want to point out today that I think are of great importance to us. The first is the fact about how some of the Jews, specifically the Pharisees, get upset with Jesus because he heals this man on the Sabbath. And we see it other times when Jesus heals on the Sabbath. And our tendency is to think, well, you know, they're being ridiculous. Why are they so worried about what Jesus is doing? After all, he healed these people. But in reality, brothers and sisters, the Pharisees have a point. And it's important that we understand that they weren't just grumpy people that wanted, you know, this paralytic to stay paralyzed for the rest of his life. What they simply asking Jesus is, there's 6 other days of the week that you can heal. Now, why couldn't you have done it yesterday or waited till tomorrow? What's the big deal? He was paralyzed for 38 years. What's a few more hours? Because we're not supposed to do work on the Sabbath. We're supposed to rest on the Sabbath. And it wasn't just something that the Pharisees had made up or a certain rule that they had decided among themselves, but it was from God's commandments that we are told to observe the Sabbath. Now, of course, we understand the problem with what the Pharisees had done. And that is that they did build their own rules around how you would observe the Sabbath. And observing the Sabbath and following their specific rules was seen to them as the only way to observe the Sabbath. And if you were to violate any of those rules, or if you in any way violated for any reason the Sabbath laws, then they would condemn you. But what we learn from today and from all of Jesus' teaching, brothers and sisters, is that Jesus desires mercy before sacrifice. That's what we heard when he was teaching during Holy Week, when we were reading all of his teaching leading up to his death. He made that statement to the Pharisees. You should learn what this means. And it wasn't just something that Jesus said. It came from the prophets, where we hear in the scriptures, God says, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And the problem with the Pharisees was not that they wanted to observe the Sabbath law. This is a good thing. There are certain laws and certain rules that we should respect and we should observe. But there is absolutely nothing that comes before mercy. So if we find ourselves in a situation where we're asking, should I apply mercy or should I apply the law? Apply mercy. If we're asking ourselves, should I apply mercy or should I put someone's feet to the fire? We apply mercy. And when we're mature, we can understand that we can show mercy and still hold people accountable for certain things. It doesn't mean that we just let people walk all over us. Sometimes the merciful thing to do is to make sure that people are accountable. But we can only do that correctly if in our minds we truly believe in mercy before all else, as Jesus taught us today. And this leads then into my second point. Notice how Jesus asked this man? We might think it's kind of a silly question that he asked this man who's been paralyzed for 38 years. Do you want to be made well? You're thinking, well, of course I want to be made well. That's why I'm sitting here hoping that someone will toss me into the pool where the people are being healed when the waters get stirred up. But you see, Jesus asks the man because just the way that Jesus asks us if we want to be healed. Because if Jesus is going to heal us, and here we're talking about not just physically, but of course we're talking spiritually. If Jesus is going to heal us, and if we say, yes, please make me well, then notice what he says to the guy at the end of the story. He says, you've been made well. Go about and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. And what Jesus is talking about here is not, you know, whether this guy goes off and at some point in his life he tells some white lie or something like that, that he just falls short, as we all do, the normal sins of humanity. But what Jesus is really talking about here is, I've showed mercy to you. I put myself on the line to heal you on the Sabbath day, and I took the heat for it. And Jesus shows us mercy no matter what our situation. And we see that he was willing to be humiliated, even to the sake of death on the cross, to show us mercy. And so what Jesus is telling this man is that you go about and you show that same mercy to others. You go about and sin no more. You don't act like these Pharisees. You don't become legalistic in following me, but you go out and do the same thing I've done. And if not, a worse thing comes upon you. And that's why, brothers and sisters, as I've said many times, and it bears repeating, if nothing else for my own sake, because I listen to my own sermons and try to put them into practice. Hopefully it's helpful to others. But if not, sometimes it helps me. But we have to remember, as we will say here in the Divine Liturgy, in our prayers, we talk about the fearful judgment seat of Christ. Why do we say that when we say that Jesus is merciful and that God is merciful? The reason is because he's been merciful to us now, just like he was merciful at that moment to the paralytic. And if we go out and do the same thing, if we go out and expect people to follow the law perfectly and don't show them mercy, if the paralytic had gone out and had held people's feet to the fire and been legalistic, then a worse thing would come upon him. And that's why we say the fearful judgment seat of Christ. Because God has been merciful to us now. And if we don't show that same mercy and that same grace that he showed us, then it will be an extremely fearful judgment. Because on the day of judgment, there is no mercy. You either showed mercy to others, and we heard the parable of the virgins, enter in the joy of your Lord, enter into the bridal chamber, or you didn't, and you're going to be judged. And as John tells us in his gospel, you'll enter the resurrection of damnation. So brothers and sisters, let us take joy in our Lord and in this story that we hear today of the paralytic being healed. Let us take joy in the fact that the Lord has shown us mercy, and let us go forward and multiply that same mercy, lest a worse thing come up on us on that fearful day of judgment. To God be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen. Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.